So, brothers and sisters, I want to take this opportunity to delve a little bit deeper into our story, our piece of history here. And that is by bringing the words and the thoughts of someone from a little while ago, and that person is Franz Fanon. Now, we studied Franz Fanon in our sociology classes at UC Berkeley back in the 60s, and I was recently walking through the Badlands in northern New Mexico, and I was suddenly struck with the question, what is his relevance to today? If he were alive today, what would he have to say about what's going on? He was born in French Martinique in 1925. Because he fought for France during World War II, he was given a kind of a GI Bill, and he went to school, and he became a psychiatrist. And then he went to work in Algeria. And originally, he went there to just work in a mental institution and be a psychiatrist. But as the revolution started, he became completely involved in the revolution. Unfortunately, he died of leukemia in 1961. He was only 36. He wrote The Wretched of the Earth. It's been translated into 25 languages. He wrote A Dying Colonialism. He wrote Black Skin, White Masks. And he's known for linking the psychological with the political. And this is my area of interest also. He describes the Algerian Revolution not in abstract terms, you know, not in kind of language of sociology or economics, but he describes it in terms of people's lives and what they felt, what they cared about, and what risk they took, and how they changed things, and how things changed them. In The Wretched of the Earth, Fanon presents case studies of people who came to these mental institutions where he was working, and he shows both the military tortures and the trauma that they were grappling with, as well as the colonized people who had been tortured. And in so doing, he describes the totality of the trauma, the totality of the terrorism of the system. He's known for chronicling the phases of the revolution. He's also known for unveiling the inner workings of racism on people of color. So I want to pass on to you a few of his kind of in the trenches insights from his moment in history and from his perspective. And why is it that I want to do that? It's because the struggle against corporate globalization is a continuation of the struggle for decolonization.